Spiritual Significance of Deepavali. Welcome to the video presentation. We wish one and all a very happy Deepavali. We have been celebrating Deepavali year after year. But this year, it's going to be a special Deepavali. You may like to know why. We are going to understand the deep significance of Deepavali and fill our lives with light.
First of all, let us look at the meaning of the word Deepavali. Deep means light. Avali means row. Together, Deepavali means rows of light. Deepavali signifies the victory of good over evil and knowledge over ignorance. The Hindus celebrate Deepavali in a grand manner all over the world. What do we usually do during Deepavali? We clean and decorate our homes, we take oil bath, we pray, we wear new clothes, we greet friends and relatives, distribute sweets, set off firecrackers, exchange gifts, and so on. We feel very happy on this special day.
According to the epic Ramayana, Sri Rama and his brother Lakshmana killed Ravan. To celebrate this victory and to welcome Sri Rama, Sri Sita and Sri Lakshmana back to the kingdom on a dark night, people lit oil lamps along the way to receive them with a lot of happiness. This is how the people started celebrating Deepavali in the north. As part of the celebration, they also have the custom of burning the effigy of Ravan. Who is this Ravan?
Ravan is a demon who had all the vices such as anger, desire, greed, attachment, ego, etc. These vices symbolize the 10 heads of Ravan. Ravan, filled with all the vicious traits, gave sorrow to everyone. Lord Rama, the embodiment of divine qualities, destroyed the evil Ravan.
In South India, the belief is that Lord Krishna eradicated Naragasura, the epitome of evil, with the help of his wife Satyabhama. To celebrate this victory, people started celebrating Deepavali in the south. Who is Naragasura?
Nar means human and Asura means demon. Together, Naragasura means human beings with demon-like qualities in them. According to the Hindu scriptures, it is understood that Naragasura is the ruler of Pragjyotishapura. Pragjyotishapura means one who has forgotten that I am a soul, a form of light, living in the body. Because Nar had forgotten the self or Atma within, he developed Asura traits. When we forget that we are souls, that is Atma within the body, we acquire negative traits and our sufferings begin.
For instance, our original nature is peace. When we forget this, we develop anger. We react to situations with anger. Absence of light is darkness. Absence of peace is anger. The negative qualities within us create a negative atmosphere. What we face today in the form of natural calamities such as volcano eruptions, tsunami, earthquake, and hurricane are the result of forgetting the self and moving away from our original nature of being peaceful. When human sufferings reached extreme levels and became unbearable, we began to cry out to God to come and save us. We called, "Lead me, my master, let thy peace pervade the universe."
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srujamyaham. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskrutam dharma samsthapanardhaya sambhavami yuge yuge sambhavami yuge yuge.
This means, when there is extreme unrighteousness and irreligiousness, I come to re-establish Dharma and create the new world order. The one who has revealed himself to Arjuna with a brilliant radiance equivalent to the rays of 1,000 suns gives knowledge about the original Jivatma, that every human being is a soul in a body. Since we ask God for good intellect, God has come. Now, He gives us the light of knowledge and awakens us.
We are all very well aware of His divine task of creation, sustenance, and destruction. God creates a new world order through Brahma, sustains the new world through Vishnu, and destroys the evil through Shankar. The golden age that is glorified in the scriptures is the new world that God has promised to establish. In golden age, we were pure, completely viceless, full of all powers, complete and perfect with all divine virtues, and 16 celestial degrees full. We lived our lives as deities, filled with supersensuous joy. Since we were completely viceless, there was not even a trace of sorrow. All we knew was happiness, happiness, and more happiness. Then, each and every day of our life was a day of celebration filled with happiness and bliss, just as that of gopis and gopis described in the scriptures. Every day was Deepavali. As we moved along the world cycle, over time, we took birth after birth and entered Silver Age, Copper Age, and then to the present Iron Age.
God speaks. Sweet children, realize the call of time. I have come to remove all your sorrow and bestow peace and happiness. Realize yourself to be a soul and remember me. Be lost in this love and you will always be happy.
Thus, the fundamental reason for celebrating Deepavali now is to realize and remove all the sorrow and bring permanent happiness in our lives. On this occasion, let us acquire all powers from the Supreme God and get rid of all vices and celebrate Deepavali in a meaningful way. When we transform ourselves in this way, then there will be happiness in the family, peace in the society, and transformation of the whole world. Therefore, self-transformation leads to world transformation. Let us all unite in this effort to bring about world peace. Om Shanti.